Prelude to Foundation by Isaac Asimov. Copyright 1988 by Nightfall Incorporated. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. This book consists of 94 chapters and is 434 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. Foundation, the beginning. Wisdom, wit, and an uncanny sense of wonder have become the trademarks of Grand Master Isaac Asimov. Now, in an eagerly awaited publishing event, Asimov once again fashions the future of science fiction by going back to the beginning, presenting the overture to the greatest SF series of all time, Prelude to Foundation. It is the year 12,020 GE, and Emperor Cleon I sits uneasily on the imperial throne of Trantor. Here, in the great multi-domed capital of the Galactic Empire, 40 billion people have created a civilization of unimaginable technological and cultural complexity. Yet Cleon knows there are those who would see him fall, those whom he would destroy if only he could read the future. Harry Seldon has come to Trantor to deliver his paper on psychohistory, his remarkable theory of prediction. Little does the young outworld mathematician know that he has already sealed his fate and the fate of humanity. For Harry possesses the prophetic power that makes him the most wanted man in the Empire, the man who holds the key to the future, an apocalyptic power to be known forever after as the Foundation. About the author. Isaac Asimov is America's most prolific author, with more than 440 published books to his credit. His Foundation trilogy was given a special Hugo Award as Best All-Time Science Fiction Series, and Foundation's Edge won a Hugo for Best Science Fiction Novel of 1982. Dr. Asimov lived in New York City. The Dedication. To Jennifer Green Pencil Brell, the best and hardest working editor in the world. Author's Note. When I wrote Foundation, which appeared in the May 1942 issue of Astounding Science Fiction, I had no idea that I had begun a series of stories that would eventually grow into 6 volumes and a total of 650,000 words, so far. Nor did I have any idea that it would be unified with my series of short stories and novels involving robots, and my novels involving the Galactic Empire, for a grand total, so far, of 14 volumes and a total of about 1,450,000 words. You will see, if you study the publication dates of these books, that there was a 25-year hiatus between 1957 and 1982, during which I did not add to this series. This was not because I had stopped writing. Indeed, I wrote full speed throughout the quarter century, but I wrote other things. That I returned to the series in 1982 was not my own notion, but was the result of a combination of pressures from readers and publishers that eventually became overwhelming. In any case, the situation has become sufficiently complicated for me to feel that the readers might welcome a kind of guide to the series, since they were not written in the order in which, perhaps, they should be read. The 14 books, all published by Doubleday, offer a kind of history of the future, which is perhaps not completely consistent, since I did not plan consistency to begin with. The chronological order of the books in terms of future history, and not of publication date, is as follows. 1. The Complete Robot, 1982. This is a collection of 31 robot short stories published between 1940 and 1976, and includes every story in my earlier collection, I, Robot, 1950. Only one robot short story has been written since this collection appeared. That is Robot Dreams, which has not yet appeared in any Doubleday collection. 2. The Caves of Steel, 1954. This is the first of my robot novels. 3. The Naked Sun, 1957, the second robot novel. 4. The Robots of Dawn, 1983, the third robot novel. 5. Robots and Empire, 1985, the fourth robot novel. 6. The Currents of Space, 1952. This is the first of my Empire novels. 7. The Stars Like Dust, 1951, the second Empire novel. 8. Pebble in the Sky, 1950, the third Empire novel. 9. Prelude to Foundation, 1988. This is the first Foundation novel, although it is the latest written so far. 10. Foundation, 1951, the second Foundation novel. Actually, it is a collection of four stories, originally published between 1942 and 1944, plus an introductory section written for the book in 1949. 11. Foundation and Empire, 1952. The third Foundation novel, made up of two stories, originally published in 1945. 12. Second Foundation, 1953. The fourth Foundation novel, made up of two stories, originally published in 1948 and 1949. 13. Foundation's Edge, 1982. The fifth Foundation novel. And 14. Foundation and Earth, 1983. The sixth Foundation novel. Will I add additional books to the series? I might. There is room for a book between Robots and Empire, 5, and The Currents of Space, 6, and between Prelude to Foundation, 9, and Foundation, 10, and of course between others as well. And then I can follow Foundation and Earth, 14, with additional volumes, as many as I like. Naturally, there's got to be some limit, for I don't expect to live forever. But I do intend to hang on as long as possible.